show for you to see.
Heidi and Frank show, waiting on Nick Walenda. But is someone going to walk the phone out to him? Is he in the middle of a rope somewhere?
He's
like,
practicing.
Hey, you have the phone. And they're going to walk the phone out to him? Come on.
Talk to Heidi and Frank.
Nick Walenda is going to be joining us on the phone here as soon as we get through to him. He's the tightrope legend. He's going to cross over the Grand Canyon, his highest walk ever. This event airs live beginning at 5 p.m. this Sunday on Discovery Channel. And here's the deal. I know you probably saw him walk across the Niagara Falls from Canada side to the U.S. side, but yeah. He had a harness on. This time, it's the highest walk he's ever done without using a harness. So he's not used to wearing harness anyway. I mean, he had to do that because they made him for safety reasons.
That
but that's the whole point.
Complex.
When you're a daredevil, you're not doing it for safety reasons. You're doing it because it's unsafe, and that's what's the exciting part. And it gets our adrenaline flowing. That makes us on the edge of our seats, makes our pit sweat for you.
Right, yes.
Talk about just connecting with your audience. When you're a daredevil, people, their stomach is up in their throats when you jump or when you're doing your tightrope or your wheel of death.
Gritting our teeth and hugging our own bodies. Like, you just go into that, oh, my God.
I mean, we're rooting for you.
Yes.
But if you didn't make it, hey, we were there. We saw it live.
We were there. We saw it. And we know you died doing something you love.
Yeah. This is his lifelong dream to do this. So at such a great height, it'll give him a chance to honor his great-grandfather, Carl Walenda, who died after falling from a tightrope in Puerto Rico in 1978. You'll probably see many, many clips of that on Discovery Channel on Sunday when they're building the tension. You know, let's watch his great-grandfather fall to his death. Now, he later did that same traverse that his great-grandfather died, did it with his mom, succeeded, and now he's going to try it. I think maybe the first person ever to do this.
Incredible.
Yeah. Nick Walenda, American acrobat, aerialist, daredevil, and high wire artiste.
He's also done, I saw that he hung from a helicopter 250 feet off the ground using only his teeth.
Just his teeth.
Just his teeth, Frank.
How do you practice that?
Total insanity.
I mean, you just like hang onto a branch out in the yard off a tree. Like, I think I could do this about, well, let's get a helicopter out here.
Yeah, let's do something interesting.
We got Nick Walenda on the phone. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
This could be the last time we ever hear your voice.
Frank.
It could be. Well, no, if you're watching that special, I'll be talking before I get on that wire.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
so excited.
I watched the Niagara Falls thing, and I know there took like 2 years to even get that thing off the ground and even stringing the wire across, and they made you wear a harness for safety reasons, right?
They did, last minute.
Last minute, and I was like, you had to be so disappointed because you've never worn a harness before, and really when you put a harness on a daredevil, it really kind of takes the wind out of the sails, right?
It absolutely does. You're 100% correct, and that's why I'm excited to be, you know, teaming up with the Discovery Channel for this Sunday night special where I will not be wearing a harness. There will be no net. This will be in the raw, life or death.
Yeah, this is like the Colorado River is the net, right? It's the bottom.
Yeah, I guess.
1,500 feet.
No, I know, Frank. And Nick, I read in your bio, you got the wife and the kids. Is there any moment where the wife's like, you are a father? You need to stop doing this and get yourself a job at the bank. Like, does she worry about that?
I have the blessing of having a wife that comes from 8 generations of a circus background, so she gets it as much as I do and enjoys doing what I do as much as I do.
What did she do in the circus?
She walks the wire right alongside of me very often, as well as flying trapeze and many, many other things.
Wow.
Sway poles. We have these flag poles that go up about 80 feet.
Your sex must be amazing. Like the Walenda sex. I mean, you're just like, whoa, alrighty.
Their bed's only 2 inches wide. They have to like have balance on the bed. It's crazy. Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time. So your mom, you were 2 years old or something, and got you on a little rope out in the backyard and started walking you. Most moms are like, now get off that rope. You're going to hurt yourself. She's like, get over here. Get on the rope. You're not going to hurt yourself.
You're a Walenda.
You decided.
I started at 2. By the age of 4, I was walking on my own on the wire, and 13 was my first professional performance about 30 feet above the ground.
And you decided to make this like your profession in 1998. I mean, like your whole career path is now being Nick Walenda.
It is. I actually was considering going to school to become a pediatrician. I'd already been accepted at a college, and we were invited to go recreate the 7-person pyramid again in Detroit, Michigan for the first time since it fell in 1962. And I decided I was going to train with family for about 6 months, and that would be my last hurrah, my last walk on the wire, and I'd give that up and go on to med school, to college and then to med school. And I got out there, and I saw the interest of the world and saw that, you know, we were doing documentaries for TV networks around the world, and there was so much interest. And I said, you know, if there's this much interest, I want to carry this industry on, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in a big way.
Yeah, the, you out there by yourself, you're going to have obviously that big balance bar, right?
I will. That's correct. Yeah, it's about 30 feet long and weighs about 43 pounds.
43 pounds. Man. And it's going to, I mean, it's a canyon. I imagine there's going to be a breeze.
There will be a breeze, for sure. I've actually been training in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, in wind gusts 45 to 55 miles per hour. I walked during Tropical Storm Andrea last week in with gusts of 52 miles per hour in a torrential downpour. And I also walked a wire with my wind machines just last week with 91 mile an hour steady winds.
So you're ready for this.
I feel prepared. That's correct. We do everything we can. I'm walking on a cable that's rigged the same way, so it has the same movement. And I'm walking three times the distance every practice, twice a day, so that I'm prepared for what I'm going to face while I'm out there.
All right. Now, you're 1,500 feet in the air, higher than the Empire State Building, no harness. How far do you have to walk to get to the safe side?
It's about 1,400 feet across.
And so how long do you think from beginning to end? I mean, with commercial breaks and stuff. I mean, is there going to be any commercial breaks? Because they really can't break away from you when you're out there.
There will be none during the walk. It'll take me about 20, 25 minutes to make it across, and there will be no commercial breaks.
25 minutes.
I mean, exciting minutes, Frank.
I mean, seriously, I mean, if I go to the Grand Canyon and I just get to the edge, not even the edge, I'll be like a car length from the edge. My balls start raising up inside me. Do you not have that ball raise sensation?
I don't. I've done this my entire life, so I'm used to being on the edge of tall buildings and cliffs.
Maybe it's just my balls are afraid of heights because they back up.
Yeah.
They back up from the edge, and
like,
I'm like, well,
what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing? I don't like this. I'm getting dizzy.
Right.
Nick, we wish you all the luck, and I'm glad that they're not making you wear a harness this time.
He's doing it his way.
You're a true daredevil. I mean, and probably, you know, people watching and being on the edge of their seats for that, you know, that 22 to 25 minutes you're going to be out there. No one's ever done this, right?
That's correct. No one in the world's ever walked across the Grand Canyon.
That is incredible. I mean, that is going to be an exciting 20 minutes.
I mean, the world is going to be watching.
Yeah.
The entire planet. Hoping
that's the exciting thing about the Discovery Channel is they do bring it. It'll be live in 219 countries around the world.
Nick, oh, I'm so nervous for you. I get anxiety. I'm reading all about what you've done and what you're about to do, and I get anxiety for you. But it's kind of a good anxiety. I'm excited for you.
When you know, we have a lot of like UFC fighters on the show and stuff like that, and they always walk out to a certain music. Or you see them back in the locker room, and they have their headphones on. They're getting pumped up to go out there and you know, go through three rounds of battle. When you're over on the sidelines, do you meditate in silence? Do you put on some headphones, listen to some Tom Petty Free Fallin'? What do you listen to?
No, usually just silence, just hanging out with family and friends before I get out there and make the walk. It's hard for people to understand, but this is something that is a lifestyle of our family for over 200 years.
Do you have a good luck thing? Do you tap something? Do you wear a necklace? Is there any sort of...
I don't really. I do wear a necklace with a cross,
okay.
But I don't believe it's a luck thing. It's just something that I've always done.
Oh, yeah. My God. I'm already nervous.
I am nervous,
seriously,
too.
My testicles are aching just thinking about Sunday. I mean, it's
better yours than mine.
Right. Nick's a pro. He's going to do this.
We will definitely be watching your traverse. And good luck, man. And call us back when you make it, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Nick. That's definitely going to be this Sunday on Discovery Channel. Yeah, I mean, if you DVR it, or
yeah,
I mean, well, I guess
PM.
How can you DVR it? You really can't.
It's like
a live sporting event. Really, it's a sporting event.
Sunday, 5 p.m. Discovery Channel. Oh, Nick.
Yeah, I was going to ask him. It's like, yeah, when you're out there by yourself and you got that, you know, the bar, and it's like all up to you. It's like, you know, it is like being a UFC fighter. We're talking to Chuck Liddell later in the show. That's why I keep bringing that up. But it's only you in the octagon, so it's like you. I mean, win, lose, it's up to you. He's
right.
The only guy out there on the rope. Fall. Make it. It's up to him. And he's got, you know, the challenges of the balance and the wind,
sure,
and everything else. But when the Melendez do, we're doing an 8-person pyramid. And you're the guy on the far right, you know, out there, you know, it's like, hey.
Right.
One person, the whole thing, and everyone dies.
Yeah.
I think No way. No way.
Yeah, the one, it's just me. You don't feel there's, I guess, less pressure because you're like, it's just me.
It's a team thing. Well, I guess it would be for balance purposes. It's like, hey, relax on the left, relax on the left.
Come on, shaky.
Yeah. I'm feeling bloated.
The whole thing
goes to the left.
We should have factored that in. Janet's on her period.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.